Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Taking back our campuses and doing it the right way. But do not get distracted. We still have a very fluid, wide-open southern border. And don't you just know they are doing their best to distract you from that. Maybe bigger. Maybe something else. We'll talk about it. And 11 years in prison for wearing the wrong clothing? Yeah. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. We made it to Wednesday. It's hump day, halfway through the week. Welcome in. Thank you, everybody, for popping by and joining. We've got a lot of new followers lately. We really appreciate you guys being here. If you'd like, just sign up for a free Rumble account. Don't download the app, or you can go online if you want and check it out. Rumble.com/The Jay Sheldon Show is where you will find us Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. We love to hear from you. We love to hear from you in the chat. So thank you for that. And we also hope that you will support our sponsors, our groovy sponsors, who are American companies who believe in this country and who do everything they can to help support this country and our troops. And yes, that would be Blackout Coffee. Be awake, not woke. Blackout Coffee, it is time for you to wake up, but not be woke. Start your day with a hot, fresh America First cup of Blackout Coffee. I love this stuff. They are an active supporter of hardworking Americans. They support our troops. There's even a place on the website, you click a link at the top. It says support our troops. Listen, they love the country. They love our traditional American values, honesty, integrity, family, truth, all about America. But making an amazing coffee is what it's all about. If it comes down to whether or not you got the product, that's where the proof is in the pudding, or in this case, in the coffee. And Blackout Coffee does an amazing job of creating the most incredible coffee you've ever had. If you're a coffee drinker like me, you will never go back to another one of those brown water, liberal tier crap coffees you've been drinking ever. Don't support those companies that don't give a rat's ass about us, our values, our country. Blackout Coffee does. They have a small batch roasting process. That means only after you place your order, they roast your beans, ship them out within 24 to 48 hours. You got a bag of beans at your front door that you will rip open, grind them up, and make yourself an amazing cup of coffee. You'll wonder why you waited so long. Don't wait. Check them out at the site. The link is in our show notes. And use code J20 at checkout. That will get you 20% off your first order. JAY20 is our code at checkout for 20% off your first order on the amazing Blackout Coffee with all these incredible blends. They've got flavored coffees, which are amazing. They had a great Mother's Day special going on right now over there. Check out the site. Buy a single bag, just one bag if you like. Try them out. He'll be back. I promise he'll be back. Signature blends. They do coffee pods too. So if you are a coffee pod user, they can take care of you for that. Amazing stuff. And their flavored coffees, so good. All right, Blackout Coffee, thank you for being part of the show and helping to sponsor the show. We really do appreciate that. Good to have you along for the ride. All right, they are taking back the campuses, and they are doing it the right way. They are not putting up with any more crap. These Nazi, commie, left-wing, liberal idiots, most of whom really don't know why they're there. Most of whom are likely being paid to be there. After raiding an encampment, the New York Police Department has removed the Palestine flag from CCNY's campus flagpole and replaced it with the only flag that should be flying there, and that would be the American flag. This at NYCC's campus, police officers ripping down the Palestine flag. Look at that. And there they go. New York's finest, raising the flag of freedom where it belongs. Ha. Go ahead. I dare you to take it down again. Great work, NYPD. Nice work. That link's in our show notes. Share it out on your social media if you can. And let people know that we're not putting it up anymore. And we're not putting up with it anymore. And it's not just happening in New York. It's happening across the country as this evil settles over our great land. Florida law enforcement were out in riot gear, deploying multiple rounds of tear gas, rubber bullets, on protesters at the University of South Florida. Currently, numerous Florida law enforcement equipped in riot gear, University of South Florida in Tampa, deploying multiple rounds of tear gas, rubber bullets, towards a group of Nazis, pro-Palestinian protesters, minutes after they were instructed to leave the area, declaring it an unlawful assembly. Reports are dozens of students seen using umbrellas as shields, standing in a circle with their arms locked on the Tampa campus. They stood in a circle. A lot of the students ran off. Several arrests have been made. There is a little bit of some of this action going on, including the tear gas being deployed.
If you choose to stay.
Look at the cowards. Look at that. It's a little tear gas. Come on, babe. Ha ha.
You fucking nuts!
I love it. Look at this mess. And you know what's great?
This is insane. Look at the tear gas.
You know what's great is when you see them get arrested, they go from being all ballsy and everything to, oh, you're hurting my wrist. Ow, don't do that. Stop, it hurts.
Yeah, where are we going now, huh? Oh, that's great. Dude, I called it.
You hear the chopper in the sky, too? This is Tampa. University of South Florida in Tampa. They're not putting up with it anymore. And that's a good thing. We have finally had enough. UNC boys stepping up. I love this one. One of the best photos so far of 2024. Fraternity brothers, frat brothers, pelted by anti-Israeli protesters at the UNC Chapel Hill campus there at UNC. What were they doing? Protecting the American flag. Take a look. Well done, gentlemen. They rehoisted the American flag after the Nazis had taken it down. They got together. Look at, well, hang on. Let me pop in close on this and get a full screen. There we go. Projecting the flag while they rehoist it. And look at this. See this one guy right here? I don't know if you can see that big enough. I can't zoom in anymore. Look at the smirk on his face. He looks like he's either taking video or maybe a picture of all the little Nazi protester commie bastards. And he's got a smirk on his face like, yeah, bring it on. That, folks, is the next generation. Not these blue-haired, whack, left-job, pro-Palestine, Hamas-supporting idiots. These guys. More and more and more, we're seeing it every day, every single day. You're seeing these folks stand up to this bullshit and say no more. That's the line. You crossed it. No more. The question comes up, who exactly is supporting these idiots? Take a look at this from Postmillennial. Links in our show notes. A majority of the arrests at UT Austin's Gaza camp were not UT students. 57 people arrested last week at the Gaza camp faced criminal trespassing charges, and they have since, by the way, been dropped. University of Texas at Austin.
You're hurting my wrist.
70 people arrested, 46 of those 70, way more than half, were not students. UT spokesman Mike Rawson said, based on the preliminary numbers, 46 out of the 77 people arrested Monday weren't students. It's not clear whether or not that number included faculty or staff members. Overall, I don't want an ad. Go away. Overall, 79 people arrested, 78 charged with criminal trespass. One got an additional charge of obstructing a highway. One also charged with interfering with public duties, sheriff's public information officer said. 57 people arrested last week at the protest facing criminal trespass charges. Those were all dropped. Come on, prosecutors, what the hell? The university in a statement said earlier today a number of protesters, many believed to be non-UT-affiliated individuals, erected a tent encampment in the South Lawn with barricade enclosures of tables secured by metal chains and strategically placed tools, tents, and rocks. When approached, protesters escalated by becoming physically and verbally combative with the Dean of Students staff. In response, UT took swift action to preserve a safe, conducive learning environment for their 53,000 students as they prepare for final exams. But check out that number. Unbelievable. 46 out of 77 people arrested weren't even students. Where are they coming from? Who's funding this crap? Not to mention any names, George Soros foundations, but you gotta wonder. Somebody's paying them. You look across the internet, whether it's X, Facebook, well, Facebook, no, because they censor everything. But you look in sites that don't censor, and you'll find clips where people have interviewed these terrorists, terrorist supporters. And when asked what it is exactly they're protesting against, most of them really can't answer that question. They know all the buzzwords, they know all the phrases, from the river to the sea, but they don't know why. They don't know what they're talking about. They probably couldn't find Gaza on a map if they swung at it with both hands. All right, so while all this is going on, it's making all the news headlines. Everyone is talking about it, including this show. Our southern border continues to leak. Now, earlier today, I saw some, I can't remember who put this X out, but they said there is something coming, something big. This is a tinfoil hat, New World Order sort of Klaus Schwab-y sort of thing. And they say it's huge. And all this Gaza, Israel campus protest is just simply a distraction. Ooh, look, shiny red object. You know, the magician. Look over here while I'm doing something over here. Could be. Could very well be. But one thing for sure is the stories about our southern border and our invasion happening under the watchful guidance of the Biden administration is continuing. And this story broke today. Bill McLugan. Sorry. This is unbelievable. This is going to make your head shake like never before. Internal Department of Homeland Security data has revealed that 45 plus U.S. cities, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants have flown in to these cities via the Biden administration's controversial CHNV mass parole program. Homeland GOP, an account over at Twitter, X, obtained the data via a subpoena to DHS, and they provided it to Fox News. That data shows during an 8-month stretch from January through August of last year, 200,000 migrants flew into the U.S. This is not coming across the southern border in El Paso. Flew into U.S. cities, 80% of them, 160 some odd thousand, arriving in the state of Florida. Ron, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tampa. You got yourselves an extra 160,000 illegals. Happy about that? Wow. Here's a list of the top 15 cities that had migrants flown in under this ridiculous Biden program. See the top four? Miami, Fort Lauderdale, New York City, Houston. It goes on Orlando, LA, Tampa, Dallas, San Fran, Atlanta, Newark, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Las Vegas, and Austin. Now, in this link, which is in our show notes, they attach the raw DHS data that was provided in the subpoena response. They also revealed that as of October last year, there was a backlog of 1.6 million applicants waiting for DHS approval to fly right into the U.S. 1.6 million waiting. DHS wrote, all individuals paroled into the U.S. are, by definition, inadmissible, including those paroled under the CHNV process. Representative Jeremy Redfern, DeSantis's press secretary, says Biden's parole program is unlawful, constitutes an abuse of constitutional authority. Florida is currently suing Biden to shut it down, and we believe we will prevail. I sure the hell hope so. 400,000 illegals flown into the U.S. since the first beginning of this stupid illegal program. Look at these numbers. 154,000 Haitians, 95,000 Venezuelans, 84,000 Cubans, 69,000 Nicaraguans. So while you are reading all the headlines that are taking up all the news stories about these little Hamas-supporting terrorists on college campuses, that's going on. And they're hoping you won't notice. Meanwhile, across the southern border, it's continuing. None of that stopped. Don't forget, we talk a lot about El Paso and places along Texas because that's been a lot in the news as far as the border problems lately. But that is not the only border we have with Mexico. San Diego is very quickly becoming the new epicenter of the border crisis. This article from Just the News, John Solomon's site over there. In one day alone last week, Border Patrol agents apprehended 2,000 illegal border crossers in the CBP San Diego sector. That included 206 Chinese nationals. Wow. The new epicenter for migrants and illegals, San Diego. Supervisor Jim Desmond said again this week, record numbers pouring across the border into San Diego. 2 weeks ago, when the county was overwhelmed by thousands of border crossers being dropped off on street corners after the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Processing Center was closed by the Biden administration. One day alone, in one day, they grabbed 2,000 illegal border crossers in the San Diego sector, including 206 Chinese nationals. California has the highest number of Chinese nationals, illegals, that have entered the U.S. They expect that number gone up to about over 22,000 Chinese nationals crossing into the, oh yeah, and you know they're here for some good, huh? They're here to contribute to the economy. So again, while all this is happening, all these headlines about college protests, useless commie Nazis, this is still going on, and it's just a big distraction. Hopefully, like the fellow over on X said, it's not a distraction from something even bigger, and something even worse, something even more evil. But don't discount it. Keep an eye out. Keep your head on a swivel. Read between the news. And just stop watching mainstream news. It's not even mainstream news anymore. It's legacy media. The old school guys. The liars. The propagandists. And stop listening to Adam Schiff, too, that bastard. He's wrangling himself a hot cup of bad stuff. This is from LouDobbs.com. An exclusive. Evidence shows that Adam Schiff, yeah, that moron, falsely registered, ineligibly voted, and or committed mortgage fraud. How is this guy still a member of Congress? Evidence shows that Schiff, who is, by the way, running again for senator in California, has committed election fraud, ineligibly voted, and or possibly committed mortgage fraud. A year ago, Just the News reported an ethics complaint filed against Adam Schiff, and just today reported, Just the News reports, that his corrupt and even criminal acts involve a lot more than that. Wow. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff from California in some deep trouble. ethics complaint filed against Schiff by a concerned citizen alleging he's committed election and voter fraud, claiming he was both a citizen of California and Maryland. You can't do that, okay? That's no, 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 cannot. In addition, there are crimes they believe they've uncovered evidence that Schiff has committed. Home mortgage remained basically the same. Turns out a lot more to this story when you dig a little bit, you scratch a little bit under the surface. There's a whole bunch in here about this mortgage fraud case. It ain't looking too good, folks. You want the details, check it out. Links in our show notes. But it may finally be time that this lying leftist crook gets what is coming to him. And it's been a long time coming. Did you know that making babies is a far-right conspiracy theory? You think I'm kidding? I am not kidding. Apparently, making babies is a conspiracy of the right. I can talk about that coming up in just a bit, but before we do, we want to remind you of another one of our great sponsors here on the show, and that is Brickhouse Nutrition. Brickhouse Nutrition, folks, fruits and vegetables are the key to healthy living. We all know that. You've heard it a million times. You know it's a fact. But what you also know, it's a pain in the butt. You got to make a grocery list. You got to go to the grocery store. You got to buy all the different fruits and vegetables. You got to bring them home. You got to hope they don't go bad before they, you know, you get to prepare them. Then you got to prepare them. You got to cook them. You got to peel them. You got to dice them up. It's a pain. Nobody wants to. That's why we don't bother. We know we should be eating all the right fruits and veggies, but it's a pain, so we don't do it. The good folks at Brickhouse Nutrition have found a way to put all that goodness in a single great tasting powder. Fruits and veggies, the anchor of any healthy diet. Field of Greens is a science-backed formula of very specific, healthy, wholesome fruits and vegetables, ground into an amazing tasting powder. Just mix it in with your favorite drink, green tea, orange juice, water, you know, whatever. These ingredients are real USDA organic fruits and vegetables. You look on the back of the package, it says nutrition facts, not supplement facts. They're not supplements. They are 100% real USDA organic fruits and vegetables, the kind that you need in formulas that science and scientists have specifically created to be the best it can be for you. You try this for a month, you go get your checkup, get some blood work done. Your doctor will, I promise you, will come dancing in the room and saying, look, I don't know what you're doing, but keep on doing it because it's working. They even offer a 100% money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. You don't like it? Doesn't work for you? Guaranteed 100% money back from Field of Greens. Field of Greens from Brickhouse Nutrition. Use our special link in our show notes. Comes in some great flavors. Check that out. Lean, Radiance. These are great. Look at that. Whole family. Get your kids on it too. Absolutely. Start them young. None wrong with that at all. Off you go. Field of Greens. Use the link in our show notes for a very special deal. Get an amazing offer from Brickhouse Nutrition. That link, like I said, it is in our show notes. You will find it there. And really, seriously, be concerned. You know you have to do it. You know you got to. You know it's good for you. You know you should be doing it. You just don't because it's a pain. I know it's a pain in the butt. Do it. Do it. All right. Making babies, you know, Politico, which basically is Bolshevico. Well, they have an article out that now says making babies is far right as basically low birth rates is leading to population collapse. Look at these idiots. The far right's campaign to explode the population. Folks, we're not having a population explosion. The bottom is falling out of our birth rate. It's happening in many countries around the world, not just here in the U.S., but it is a problem. Population growth in U.S., Europe, parts of Asia, well below the replacement rate. Popular ideas on population from the 70s, boosted by thinkers like Carl Sagan, claimed the real threat to humanity was overpopulation. We all know now that was crap. For Politico, however, advocating for human reproduction is a far-right plot.
Break down for us the truth behind big birth control.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on, finally, Jack. But, you know, it's interesting how little, with how many women, we have millions and millions of women on birth control. You can order it online now. Most women are put on it at 13, 14, and there's so little education about the history of birth control and what it's currently doing to women now. And the history of it, as you said, comes from eugenicists like Margaret Sanger. And it's hysterical to watch the left, who wants to label everyone right of center Nazis, yet all of their people that they prop up and all of these organizations that they founded have ties to eugenics and population control. And this,
what she said, we're living through the greatest population bust in human history. The future belongs to those of us who show up. Here's Elon Musk on X. If birth rates continue to plummet, human civilization will end. So no matter what you may be spoon-fed, no matter what brainwashing they may be trying to do to you, the opposite is true. We do not have, and we will never have, an overpopulation problem. We have a underpopulation problem. We have a low birth rate. A birth rate, if it continues, which will fail to support the death rate. And we will, as Elon says, human civilization will end. I know that sounds a bit tinfoil hatty, but it's just a fact, folks. And no, it's not some far right plot. A mess. Hey, white people. Yes, I'm talking to you white people out there. You ready for some higher taxes? Wait, Jay, what does that have to do with me being white? Oh, ho, ho, ho. It has a lot to do with you being white. This is from the Daily Caller. Economic suicide. The Biden administration is justifying a tax hike based on racial criteria. Nope, not kidding. Their analysis of its revenue proposals for 2025 argues that targeted tax hikes disproportionately affect white people, and it would ease the racial wealth inequity. Increasing taxes on capital gains, income-based wealth would reduce racial wealth inequity for Black and Hispanic families. Treasury departments outlined this in their analysis published in mid-March. Treasury points out white families disproportionately hold assets subject to capital gains tax or are in a higher tax bracket, meaning a hike in those taxes would benefit Black and Hispanic families. The Biden administration argues for taxing capital income for high-income earners at ordinary rates, increasing the top rate from 37 to 39.6%. For every 100 bucks you earn, 40% of it, right off to the feds. That's just that one tax. And that depends on the color of your skin. Idiot. I'm not kidding. They're now looking at taxing you higher based on the color of your skin. You know Nicole Wallace? She's an idiot. Seriously, this is a great clip, very short little thing here. The ridiculous hyperbolic panic of Nicole Wallace over what will happen if Trump wins. You know he's going to. You gotta love the liberal media. Well, no, not really, but they do provide boundless entertainment, hearty belly laughs. And right now their hate focus, as it has been forever, is Donald Trump. During the White House Correspondents' Dinner, the focus wasn't on Joe Biden, it was on Trump, which shows you exactly how worried they are about him winning. They're trying to pull out all the stops. And when they throw these fits, it is truly funny. Nicole Wallace on MSNBC, classic liberal meltdown, claiming Trump could do horrible things like bringing about the end of the WHCD and the end of a free press. Don't just take my word for it. Listen.
I've seen that toast a bunch of times, but it landed very differently this year. Because depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here. There might not be a White House Correspondents' Dinner or a free press. While our democracy doesn't exactly fall apart immediately without it, the real threat looms larger. A candidate with outward disdain, not just for a free press, but for all of our freedoms and for the rule of law itself. I've seen...
Yeah, okay. We won't miss you. Bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. She's absolutely having a meltdown over the idea that Donald Trump could come in and fix all this bullshit. And he will. We will. Together. You, me. Hardworking, good-hearted Americans like you and I. We will fix this. We will make it right. We will take back our country. No doubt about it. All right, I gave you a teaser in the beginning of the show about 11 years in prison for wearing the wrong clothes. Okay, full story, it wasn't from the U.S. Although these days, God knows. I share this because I just want you to know what's happening in other parts of the world. And as bad as it might be here, you've got to be a little bit grateful that we are not as backwoods as some of these other places. Like, for example, Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I know. But check out this headline. A Saudi Arabian woman has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for choice of clothing. There she is. Manahil A. Otaibi, arrested November 2022 after she called for reforms around women's rights in Saudi Arabia. Oh, big mistake. secretly sentenced 29-year-old woman's rights activist to 11 years in prison for her choice of clothing and supporting women's rights. She posted on social media advocating for liberal reforms in the country. Found guilty of terrorist offenses. Yeah. In a secret hearing, January 9th this year, the anti-terror law in Saudi Arabia criminalizes the use of social media for broadcasting or publishing news, statements, false or malicious rumors, and the like for committing a terrorist crime. Late January, they revealed the sentence in reply to a UN special rapporteur about her case, even as her family have yet to access her court documents or the evidence that was presented against her. She's a fitness instructor. She posts videos on Instagram, X, Snapchat, and calls for the end of Saudi Arabia's male guardianship system, which requires women to seek men's permission before they travel, marry, or make any living arrangements. You have to have a man's permission. She was also charged with wearing indecent clothes, going to shops without wearing an abaya. Her sister, sadly, is facing similar charges. 11 years in prison. Speaking of which, this one hits a little close to home. From Malaysia. Malaysia is a great country when it comes to, oh, me too, me too. It's ineffective, doesn't mean anything, but Malaysia will boycott anything. It is a hugely majority Muslim country, 65-70% Muslim. And among the many boycotts that they have pulled off in this country, and with that big a population of Muslims, you can imagine that the boycotts can be quite effective. One of the targets, they've targeted Burger King and McDonald's and Coca-Cola. And anyway, one of the companies they put their sights on was KFC. KFC is huge in Malaysia. Well, I hope you're happy, because now KFC Malaysia has announced they are closing over 100 outlets across the country amidst the Gaza boycott. American fast food chain KFC forced to close over 100 of its Malaysian outlets amid a month-long boycott campaign because of the U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza. According to Chinese media, QSR Brands, which owns the KFC license here in Malaysia, they had to temporarily shutter 108 of their 600 outlets across the country, most of them in Muslim-majority Kelantan state. Now, KFC has said that they will relocate as many of the employees as they can to other outlets. But 100 over closed outlets, that's a lot of employees. I don't know how. So I guarantee you, some of these folks, 60 to 70% are likely Muslim, are going to be out of a job because of your silly, stupid protests, which accomplished absolutely squat nothing, except losing some people their jobs. But you didn't think about that, did you? You didn't think far enough past the end of your own nose to realize exactly what you might be doing. Hey, you know, earlier we talked about all of this pro-Hamas bullshit on college campuses being just some big distraction. And somebody posted on X that there is a giant worldwide evil coming, which this is all meant to just distract you from. Then I found this article from Breitbart, and I thought, could it be the next COVID? Because at the end of the day, you just know they're planning something. Something, or at least one something, is in the works. The plans have been laid. Likely it's already begun. Well, check out this headline from Breitbart. Dr. McCullough on the bird flu. Fear-mongering. Food supply threats. Virus with a deadly past. The perfect storm. Really, think about it. Because not only have, in other words, with bird flu, not only now do you have the whole COVID bullshit lies, but in addition to that, the bird flu is affecting our poultry population, which cuts down our food supply. It's a double-edged whammy. As a warning for months, 2024 could see another deadly pandemic. The medical establishment, government health organizations sounding the alarm bells on bird flu. Dr. Peter McCullough, by the way, you may love or hate him, but the man knows what he's talking about, and he's got the science to back him up. One of the nation's most trusted medical experts. He's been following this situation very closely, and he says so far, one mild human case in West Texas. But if we begin to hear about more human cases, human-to-human spread, it's pandemic game on for disease X, avian influenza. And we should all be prepared. We'll see. We shall see. But like I said, I just bring this up so you've heard about it, you know about it, we've talked about it. We will keep an eye on it. There's something in the works, folks, and it ain't good. I love it when somebody just speaks the truth. And I found another one. They're easy to find. They're all over X. Doesn't take much. 5 seconds of a search. You'll find it. A New York City man being interviewed is speaking out against these moronic college protest Nazi Hamas supporters. The majority of college students are in college on a government loan. I think the best way to explain exactly what this guy is saying, and man, is he right speaking the truth, is to just simply play his words for you.
I think the majority of these college students honestly know exactly what they're protesting for.
The majority of these college students are here on a government loan. They are studying something unbelievably stupid. They are basically being bilked for money. They have no idea. It's the next cool thing to do. The average person, I think, at these protests is the kid that isn't cool or good-looking enough to be invited to a house party. So because they're not invited to a house party, they make their own, which is out here, which is why what happens when they summon these people with a flyer, 10,000 of them show up. These are 10,000 people with nowhere else to be.
They're the ugly kids. The ones who have nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. So it's like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll show up. I cover my face with one of them black and white scarf things and I'll take part. I got nothing better to do. Nobody invites me to their parties anyway. Losers! Oh, man. And look at that guy. I mean, honestly, He's just one of those kind of guys that just doesn't care what you think, doesn't care what feelings get hurt. He's just going to tell it to you the way it is. Man. All right.
Wow.
Hey, thank you for popping by. We really appreciate that. We're going to close things out as we have been doing with a bit of a little mini prayer. Guide us through. Help us get through one more day, which is all we need sometimes. So let's do that before we close the show out. Remind you to hit that follow button. Download the Rumble app. Got some great improvements over there now. Some really cool additions. You'll like the way it works. If you haven't, by the way, get it updated. Go to your Play Store or your iStore and update your app, because they've made a bunch of different improvements to the operating system. It's very cool. All right. Hit that follow button, please. Here we go. Dear Lord, I pray that despite the difficulties surrounding us, that we can stand firm in our faith. I pray we can share the love of Jesus with all those around us, and that the lies and the schemes of the enemy will not prevail. I pray you'd bring people into their lives that can bring truth to their hearts and hope for their souls. Thank you for your peace, Lord, and thank you that we can come to you and that you meet us right where we are. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Aye. That's it, folks. Thanks so much for popping by. I will see you all again tomorrow. We'll make it a date, huh? Have a good
You just heard the Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.